So listen, so we're going on Ein Seinem Aves, in Sanhedrin, and we see we're going to have to digress a little bit to the Sugya of Asara Safek. So let's see here. So it's Ve'omar Rava, was it the 15th line or so? Zorak Tzor Bekosel. So again, we're talking about the murder, right? The crime of murder. So Zora, if you throw a, I guess like a rock or whatever into the wall, the chazra la'achore, and it bounces off the wall, ricochets, the arga, and it kills, chayev. Okay, you're chayev. Okay, so you don't have to do the direct throw, you can throw it off a wall also, what's the difference? Ricochet. V'tana tuna, k'gon elu ha'mesachkim v'kador shahargu. So like for instance, and there's another brisa or whatever, says, this is like these guys who play ball, right? So the Rashi describes it, but it's a game, like they have these games, right? I used to play this game when I was a kid. Yeah, suicide, right? Yeah. In Baltimore, they also call it suicide, right? You guys also? Yeah. Yeah, so Shahargo, so if you throw it off, you try to kill a guy, but in the middle of playing suicide, throwing it off the wall, so Bemezid, Naharagim, Meshogi Golan. Okay? So you do it on the purpose, you get killed, you do a Meshogig, then you go to Golas. Okay, fine. Okay, Rashi. So Rashi says like this: Zoritz or Bekosel, Niskavin Laharo Geschavero. You're trying to kill your friend. The Zoritz or Vika because they throw rock, hits the wall. The Koach with strength. The Chazra Mikocho, and from his strength it returns. Achore backwards. The Hargo, and it kills him. Chayev Dana Mikocho, because that's also your Koach. That's your force. All right? Why not? I mean, it's going backwards because of your force. Okay, later on the Gemara questions whether that's defined as kocha or not. Okay, but whatever. For the time being, that's your kalach. So it's part of the force of your action. Okay, ganeim sachim mikadosh shargo regilin tinokos lahakos kadosh rikos lukos. The kids used to throw the ball with strength into the wall. Kadosh tassel achora harbe, so it would bounce back far away. La'achar shazorko. After he throws it, he runs, Uchavero is the kador, and his friend grabs the ball, Umake Osoba, and he throws the ball at him. Im Yachol Chavin, Ahud Dizari Pekosel, if the guy who's throwing it at the wall could have Kavana or could work it out, Ashmin Antana, Dim Neskavin Shtargas Chavero, Bechazarasa, Lachoreha, so if he intended to kill his friend, then it's on the ball and the bounce back, Yeshbuk De Lamas, and it's strong enough to kill the guy, Chayef. Okay? Fine. So that's that, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, that's as far as Rashi's going to help us here.
Those two pieces are different, right?
They're the same kind of idea, no? I mean, they're two cases, but what's the difference?
So
let's keep it like this, okay? We're not sure. We're not sure if the two cases are arguing, but let's keep it the way it is for now. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Meshogeg Golan Pshita? So if you kill the guy by throwing it off the wall and it kills him, Shogeg, you go to Golas, of course. Why not? This is not Shogeg, of course, that's Shogeg. You're throwing it off the wall and you should have been more careful. And it hits the guy. So that's Golas. It's a typical case of Golas. Why not? So the Gemara says, B'mezid neharagimetz terchai. Now the Chiddush is that if you do B'mezid, then you get killed. Mahu detema, I might think, Hasra safeki. That it's Hasra Safek. Miyemer Dahadra. Who says that it's going to return? It's going to bounce off? It's going to hit him? Kamash Malon. That it will. Okay. So I might think it's Hasra Safek. Okay, so what's Hasra Safek? That's a big problem, and no one explains anything here, right? So what is Hasra Safek? So what is Hasra? So Hasra is you warn a guy before he does do a crime. So in order to kill him, so in order to get punished, you have to warn him first of all that if you do this thing, then you're going to get killed or you're going to get malchus, whatever it is. And he says, I know. Afal pikein, I'm doing it anyways. And he does it. So then we kill him or we punish him. That's a prerequisite for onesh. Okay, and let's learn not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Let's learn that even like a Talmud Chacham needs it. Okay? I saw one of the Chacham says that this whole thing is only, the whole discussion of Hasra Safek is only assuming not like him. Okay, we'll see. Maybe we'll come up again. But just for now, let's assume that's an automatic part of punishing guys, that you warn him. He says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways. He's mekabel asra. He's hiter atzma lemisa. So if he permits himself, he gives up his life, I'm doing it anyways, and he does it, then we kill him. Okay? Now, if it's a suffix, though, if we say the basic idea, okay, is that if you say, listen, don't do this thing, because if you do this thing, then you may get misa. If you do this thing, then something else may happen, which itself will then give you a chiyuv. That's a sarah safek. Okay? Where your warning has like a doubt built into it. It's not like if you do this then, period, you will get punished. But if you do this then, maybe. Once there's maybe, so it's a hasras safek. It's a warning of doubt. And the question is, machlokas, whether hasra safek is considered hasra, is that sufficient for the requirement of hasra, of warning, or is it not sufficient? Okay? That's the basic idea of the machlokas. So again, we'll go to the sugya, but let's for the time being. So therefore, you might think, so that's what we're saying, is that when you warn the guy, you're going to say, hey, don't throw the wall at the ball at the wall, because if you throw it, then maybe you're going to be chayav misa. Why maybe? Because maybe it's going to bounce off the wall and pop back at the other guy and kill him. So that's what I would think. That's hasra safek. And presumably the Gemara is holding hasra safek is not hasra. Right? So since hasra safek, you're going to have to warn the guy. He says, don't throw the ball. Because if you throw the ball, then if it comes back, look, maybe it won't come back. But if it comes back and kills him, then you're going to be chayav misa. So that's hasra safek. Kamash Malon, no. That's not hasra safek. Why not? Not clear. Yad Rama says, oh no, because it's definitely going to come back. That's what he says. He says, even the Hamina is, no. So hasra safek is maybe it's not going to come back. Kamash Malon, no. Definitely it's going to come back.
It's not really
hasra safek. It's not really hasra safek.
What kind of Hamina is kind of.
I know. That's a problem. Sounds like a.
It's like a question in the facts of the game.
I know, the facts are, will it definitely come back? Will it not definitely come back? Right, so I looked at the other mark because no one explains. I mean, wouldn't you expect Rashi to explain a little bit here? I mean, even Rashi, I mean, from what I know of his style, I mean, he should at least tell you what Hasra Safek is, reference you to a Gemara somewhere. I mean, this isn't exactly like the most common principle that comes up all over Shas, all over the place. I mean, Rashi should say, you know, machlokas hibe, you know, machlokas on tesla. You know, I don't know, it's something that's like, you just feel like there's some rashis that are missing here. You know, until you kamash malon, no, it's not a sasavik because blank. I don't know, it's just like kind of you're in, you know, no one's, they're not talking that much. It's like Niyad Rama, I was looking around, he's the only one who really explains it, and it's very difficult what he says. Like, that's the kamash malon, that it definitely will come back. You know, you might think it won't come back, kamash malon, it will come back. And definitely will come back. And the Amin was, maybe it wasn't going to come back. So I don't know. I mean, I know we don't have to learn the Yadama, but I'm not sure how to learn. But there's a problem. I mean, there's problems here. What's the problem? In the simple pshat, I mean, forget the Yadama. The question I have mean is, you would think that this is considered Hasra Safek. Kamash Malan, it's not considered Hasra Safek. Right? The question is why would it be or would it not be considered Hasra Safek? That's what we have to understand, right? Right? Why would it or why would it not be Hasra Safek? By the way, the Yadama also has a possibility. Is maybe Kamash Malan, this is funny, but maybe a Kamash Malan really it is a Hasra Safek, but we hold Hasra Safek Shema Hasra. So in which case, I mean, it's kind of would be like whether we hold Hasra Safek Shema, which is funny. It's funny to put that into the Gemara without it saying that.
At least he's indicating that
he doesn't like his first name. Yeah, right. But still. But I mean, what would you say without getting into, on the surface, okay, without really delving into this thing, is does this sound like it's a good case of Hasra Safek or not? Right, that's what I was saying, like Chaim and Yehuda are expressing, is that Hasra Safek, it doesn't seem to be this the case of Hasra Safek. I mean, if you shoot a guy, the guy shoots someone at a, you know, gun 10 feet away, you know, you say, don't shoot, don't pull this trigger, because if you shoot, pull the trigger, and then you're gonna get killed. Not really. If you pull the trigger and it hits him and it kills him, then he's gonna get killed. First of all, maybe he'll miss. And maybe even if it hits him, it's not going to hit him in the right spot. Maybe it's going to whatever. I mean, it's not definite. I mean, the nature of an action of shooting an arrow or whatever, I mean, a killing is dependent on factors. There's no definiteness in the thing. Right? But I don't think, I mean, by that measure, everything should be asar. It wasn't if you throw it off the wall, if you throw it straight at the guy. Look, you throw it off the wall, maybe it won't bounce off the wall. What do you mean, maybe it won't bounce off the wall? Of course it'll bounce off the wall. It's physics. You throw a ball at a wall, it bounces off the wall. You'll say, well, maybe you'll misjudge the angle. So maybe you'll misjudge the angle if you shoot him with an arrow. Right? But presumably, you say, that's the action. You're doing a ma'aser tzicha. So the saying is, that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're pulling off. You're doing ma'aser tzicha. Now, the saying is, don't do this ma'aser tzicha, because if you do this ma'aser tzicha, and it's realized, of course, and it's realized, but that's part of a ma'aser tzicha, then you're going to get killed. So, and you do it. So now, that just because it may not, but that's what you're doing. You're trying to kill a guy, and you're killing, and you're doing a ma'aser tzicha. So you're saying is, don't do this action. You're right. Now, once you do the action, the laws of physics will set up whether it will or won't be realized. But that's not like, that's what something is, and we'll get to cases. It's like, don't do this action, because if you do this action, and then tomorrow you do something else, then you'll get mocked. That's a totally different thing. This is one long action of shooting an arrow at a guy or whatever, and therefore that's not Hasra Safik. It just doesn't seem altogether to belong to the case of the category of Hasra Safik. I'm not saying I couldn't have seen saying, we're not in Hasra Safik yet, we don't even understand the whole thing yet. But I could have seen saying is when you shoot an arrow at a guy, it's always Hasra Safik, because maybe you'll miss. I mean, look, I don't know, you could have said that. Maybe you don't get mocked, you can't get punished for killing a guy, for shooting an arrow at a guy. You only get punished if you smash a guy over the head with a million-pound rock. Something like that, you know? But that's not true. I mean, it's not... The average case is only taking the case where you throw it off a wall. So apparently your average case is throwing a big rock at a guy or whatever, shooting an arrow at a guy. Isn't that Hasra Safik? Right? The Gemara was previously talking about shooting arrows at guys. They don't say Hasra Safik. So what's the deal by this case? How is this case any different? Right? There's two ways to go at this point. Okay? One way to go is to say that we don't really know much about Hasra Safik, but try to give a svara anyways. Okay? Which is not crazy, but it's limited, because, you know, you don't really know about Hasra Safik. I mean, you kind of jump in on the thing and just presume like you know svaras and try to give svaras and try to draw distinctions and, you know, havin maskana. But, I mean, if you don't know anything, I mean, we really don't know anything about Hasra Safik. Is just to just jump in and just start giving claim a chakira is, look, you could do it. I'm not saying there's no place for that kind of thing in learning. It depends what you're trying to do. But, I mean, I wouldn't have that much confidence in the svara if that's the case. I mean, I guess it also depends on your experience in the area. I mean, if you've done areas of Hasra before, Hasra, you know, like if it depends how good your intuition is, you know what I mean? Like, depending on who's doing it, it's a better or worse approach. But if you don't have any background in Hasra or in, like, any good, like, you don't feel like you have a solid intuition in these areas, you know, again, I'm not saying if you're learning with your Chavrusa and to start tracking down another sugya, it's going to get too complicated, it's going to whatever, you know, like, I'm not saying you can't give a svara, but I wouldn't spend that long on it because you don't really, you're not grounded in the thing. So, look, you put a little time to it. Say, listen, when I'm on this sugya, I don't really know. So look, you could think for a little while, you know, try to come up with a chakira and keep it in the back of your mind. Maybe someday you'll do a Hasra Safik again, you'll figure it out, you know. But again, I would have in the back of your mind that it's kind of be skeptical of its certainty. But the other way to do it is to really try to go into the sugya a little bit, you know, to try to figure out, to get into the question. Like, for instance, the machlokas, whether Hasra Safik Shema Hasra or Lo Shema Hasra. So what's that idea? I mean, that's presumably an insight into the whole question. You know, and then look in the relevant, you know, look at some of the relevant sources. At least, I'm not saying you have to do the entire sugya and whatever, but at least to get your head in the area, you know, for now, we have no conceptual understanding of Hasra Safik. All we know is just the word, Hasra Safik. Hasra of a doubt. I'm saying, is Hasra Safik this? Is Hasra Safik that? Is this Hasra Safik? What's the whole svar of Hasra Safik? What's the, you know? So, I mean, if you would do it without looking at the other sugya, I would say you have to at least define what's the problem with Hasra Safik. You have to try to think about that, you know? What's the deal? What's the whole issue of Hasra Safik? So I'd like to take this latter approach, okay? And look at the sugya a little bit. So, let's see. So, there's some problems, okay? I mean, the Rambam is especially difficult here. I mean, the problems are per se are difficult. There's a Rambam which is almost unintelligible. Okay, so let's just get some facts again. The very small. It seems to me the main. I mean, Hasra Safik comes up in different places in Shas. So what I'd like to do is do this Gemara in Makos. Seems like this is one of the primary sources. Okay, just we have to get our feet wet into what is Hasra Safik. What is it? And again, this is a complicated. I don't by any means plan on really exhausting the whole sugya. I mean, there are different Rishonim, there's Rashi, there's Tosfos. So let's just try to keep it as simple as possible here. But I think there's at least two cases we should we should become familiar with. So the first thing is we have a lavin et glasai. Okay, a lavin et glasai. So lavin et glasai is where you violate a lav. Okay, and the Torah says there's a way to correct the lav if you violate it, which is to anase. So it says don't steal. And if you steal, don't do gzeilo, let's do the hishavisel shagazal. If you do steal, then you should return it. Okay? Or, the question here is like, let's say you, I think the case Rashi talking about, I'm not in the case exactly, but I think it's like it says if you rape a girl, or you do mefata, you should do so, so you have to marry her. If she wants. And it says you're not allowed to send her away for your whole life. That's a lav to send her away, to divorce her. But if you do divorce her, then there's an assay to take her back. So it's like you could fix it, you could correct it by doing the assay. Okay, so basically you have lavim which are corrected by assay. There's a whole discussion whether you get malchus for lavim nitik assay, you don't get malchus. Now it seems to me that this Gemara is assuming that you do get malchus for lavim nitik assay. Okay, so there are complications in this whole thing, but let's just try to get the basic idea. So I think let's keep a gzeila as our basic example. Okay, so the question is it's a given in this Gemara that you get malchus for gzeila. Okay? So the question is how do you understand what the Malkus is for? Okay, so the Gemara is in Malkus Tetzvavim Mebeis. It's like sixth, seventh line of the page. Tani. Bit low, below bit low. Stopped. Yeah, okay, if you're not Mevatel the Asai, then you're not Chayev. You're not Chayev Malkus. Okay, so again, this is the Shidur Yochan says that the Chi of Malkus in Lavin Asai comes from being Mevatel the Asai. And it's only when you're mevata l'asai, when you make it impossible, that you get malchus. Okay? But that's a real Yochanan. And then kimo v'lo kimo, Rosh Hashanah says kimo l'kimo, kimo pater. If you're mekayim, if you fulfill the asai, you're pater, you're exempt from malchus. Lo kimo, but if you don't fulfill it, kishonim lo kimo, or they tell you do it, malchin also, then you get malchus. Okay? Fine. So he learns that basically when you steal the thing, so now basically you're going to get malchus. Now if they tell you return it and you say, oh, sorry, I'm not doing it, so then you give them your malchus as long as you're not returning it. Look, they have to give you a chance to return it, but if they tell you to do it and you don't do it, so then you get malchus. Even though you potentially could return it later, it doesn't matter. I mean, whereas Rabbi Yochanan held, no, it's only when you make it impossible to return that you get malchus. Okay, so far so good. So what? So it says, my kemifligi, the Gemara says, basra safe kemifligi. Mar savar asra savik shmasra, mar savar asra savik lo shmasra. Okay? So it's a question, is asra savik considered asra, or is it not considered asra? So Rabbi Yochanan, so what does that have anything to do with asra savik shmasra? I mean, it sounds like it has nothing to do with it. Okay, so let's take it again. Take it as a premise. I think the premise you need for this thing is that you get malchus for these lavim. Okay, you do get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan savar asra savik shmasra. Okay, so he holds asra savik is asra. Okay, he's the one who holds bitla. You get a chay for negating for mevatel it, negating it. The alpha gav the chol lo sasei shenita glasei yiludvar hasra safek. So every lav in it glasei, according to him, is really hasra safek. Okay, why? Shaharei kisha over al halav when you violate the prohibition. So al hasra spill, you have to warn him. V'uamar shegmar right. So v'uamar shegmar halav bebit glasei toloi. So the conclusion of the violation is when you not mevatel, when you negate the asay, the possibility of doing the asay, like you burn the thing which you stole, that's where you really conclude the lav, and the malchus comes about through you being mevatel the asay, making it impossible. Right? Ukishemasrimbo, al tagaresh, when they warn him, don't divorce this girl, right? That's the lav, don't divorce her. Safeku, shemalo yevatel asay, lahadirabana. So in other words, if they warn him, so the parallel would be, is let's say you say, you're not allowed to divorce her. So they say, don't divorce her. Fine, but you could always divorce her, you could always take her back. You violate the law, but you could always correct it by taking her back. But if you make a ned there, okay, that she can't have any anah from you, or you can't have anah from her, if whichever one, so then you can't get married again. Okay? You can't benefit from her, so then you can't get married. So that is mevatel, the asai. You can no longer do the asai. So, but when you warn the guy, when he divorces her, You say, hey, don't divorce her because you're going to have malchus. It's a maybe. Because maybe he's never going to be mevatel lase. Maybe he's never going to make this this thing. He's never going to make the neder. Right, and therefore, what does he hold? That when you do actually make this this neder and you thereby negate the say, come right, the lucky get malchus, alma hasra safik shma hasra. Okay, so again, you warn the guy before he divorces the girl, and you say, don't divorce her, because if you divorce her, and then you get, and then you end up mevatel lase, right? Then you end up making her asar and ana. So then you can end up getting malchus. But that's an if. So you know what you're saying is that you can't say the action of divorcing her is going to give you malchus. It's only if something in the future happens, if you do something in the future. So that's a sarasafik. But yet he holds, you get malchus. So apparently he holds a sarasafik shemasra. It doesn't matter. The fact that it's a safik doesn't make any difference. Yeah. So this is a good case of a sarasafik, right? And he's holding a malchus. So apparently a malchus and a sarasafik. Right? You see, this is nothing like the case of throwing the ball off the wall. Throwing the ball off the wall, there's no intervening anything. I mean, here it's like you divorce her today, and maybe in a year from now, whatever, you're going to maybe make this neder, then you're going to get malchus, so it's like totally hanging up in the air based on some other action which you may or may not do. So it's said, but he doesn't care, still get malchus. Okay? So the malchus is only comes about when you mevatel asai. Okay, when you're mevatel and you negate the asai. Okay, so that's bitlo velo bitlo. Okay, it means a bit low if you're mevatel and you get malchus. A little bit low if you're not mevatel, you don't get malchus. Okay, and Reish Lakish of Hasra Savik lo shma hasra. Okay, so he holds that Hasra Savik can't be hasra. It's not considered hasra. Hilkachim ha'yeh gemara lav tali bitel asay lo yelok elav. Right. So if the lav war, the conclusion of the lav war, when you divorce her, make this hasra on her. With the mevatel asay, so then it would be hasra safik, and you never get malchus. So how is it that you get malchus for this thing? So elamai, it must be elahalav mishi girish nigmar. So rather, he says that the lav really is completed right when you divorce her. You divorce her, the lav is over. It's complete. It's all done. Havila hasra zvadai. So therefore, it's hasra zvadai. He said, don't do this thing, otherwise you get malchus. And he does it, and therefore, definitely gets chayv malchus. So what does Asay do? The Asay nitan lios tachas hamalkas. Right? And the Asay is like a buy your way out of malkas ticket. You chayiv malkas the second you do it. But the Asay, like the malkas, is a mechaper. So if you do the Asay, so that it works instead of the malkas. Okay? Uchash yavol lebezdin, o yikayim o yilkas. So when you come to Bezdin, you have a choice. Either you can do this Asay and get your way out of it, or you get malkas. But really, the chayiv malkas is immediate. Okay, the chayiv malkas is immediate. Okay, that's chemo velo chemo, which means that the malchus is for the action you did, period. Okay? So that's the question. Is the malchus for negating the, you know, locking it in, or is the malchus really just for the action itself is the malchus? Okay, so again, if you hold hasra safek lo shma hasra, then you can have to say, if you want to get malchus here, it must be, you'll say, is that the malchus is for the action itself. Okay, fine. Now here's this gets interesting. Okay, this is interesting. You got to follow this case here. The kasha Rabbi Yochanan Ami ikal meimar be'asras vaday. Asras, what does that have to say? That's got to be changed, right? Well, it's a lot of bach. Ikal meimar be'asras vaday. Even according to, okay, here's the thing. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, why not say? Why does he have to set up this thing? Why can't he hold that really the malchus is for completing the thing, for being vatalit? But you can still have a case. V'yasrubok shibal vatal sasei shehiyakiras alav. Right, so he says, why not say, look, you give the guy who divorces the woman, divorces her. And now, when he's about to make the neder to Asar and Hana, so say, oh, don't make this neder, otherwise you're going to get malchus. Right, so why can't he still hold Asar Safek, Asar Safek Lo Shema Asar, fine, but he can still hold Bitlo. Apparently that's the better way to go, Bitlo. So why doesn't he just say the lav is locked in by, when you negate... You really get malchus for negating it, but give him a hasra at the moment where he negates it, at that very moment. Right? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, no. La'olam hasra b'shash over al hasra sabinan. Okay, no, because the principle is you always need to warn the guy the moment that he violates the hashara, what the Torah says. Okay, which in this case is the divorcing her. Even if it's hanging in something else. So you can't give him hasra when he makes hana. and he makes the nedar. The hasara has to be at the moment where he does the lav. And the lav is to not to divorce her. So since you have to warn at the time that you divorce her, if it were the case that the malchus isn't locked in until later, so then it's going to be a hasara safek. So it must be that he holds kima v'lo kima, they really get the malchus for violating the lav itself. Okay? We good? It's like this. And he wants to prove that you always need malchus. You always need hasra at the time of the violation. Okay? At the time of the violation.
In order to be chayv.
The time of where you violate the azhara, what the Torah says on to. Okay? He's going to be a mishvuah. Shvuah shlo ochel kikar zu im ochel zu. Okay? So let's say you say, I'm not going to, if I eat this small roll, then I won't eat this big roll. Like he's on a diet or something, you know? He says, if I eat the small one, I see I have a problem with the rolls, and then I'm not going to make a nether, I'm not going to eat the big one. Okay? So again, if I eat roll A, I'm not going to eat roll B. Okay, but let's say, if I eat small one, I'm not going to eat the big one. That's his nether. Okay? If I eat the small one, then I'm not going to eat the big one. So, achla litana'e, if he eats the small one first, the one which is the tanai, v'hadar achla li'isure, and then he eats the, right, and then he eats the big one, hasros vadahi. Then it's hasros vadahi, because he'll eat the small one, then the nether kicks in. Because that's what he said, if I eat the small one, I'm not going to eat the big one. Then the nether kicks in, and then he's going to eat the big one. They're going to warn him right before he eats the big one, say, if you eat this big one, you're going to get malchus, and then he does it. That's hasros vadahi, perfect case. Right? But let's say it's backwards. Achlel isure, let's say he first eats the big one, v'hadar achle lethanoi, and then he eats the small one. Right? So when he eats the big one, is it asar? It depends. If he ends up eating the small one, then retroactively it turns out it was asar, if not, not. Mm-hmm. So then, havi asar safek? So then you're going to have to warn the guy. When are you going to warn the guy? So you have to warn him at the time where he eats the big one. But it's going to be asar safek because it may never eventuate in a lav. Right? Alma asra b'shas iser b'inan. Right? As you see, that you need the asra, because otherwise, why not just warn him at the time where he eats the small one? Right? But apparently, the asra has to be on the violation itself, which is the big one. The alpha pish ain't alav nigmar, shechel tashel tanai, even though the real violation only comes out when he ends up being the small one. But still, you have the warning has to be on that which actually the malchus of the lav is. The lav is on. So that's the eating of the big one. So if we have to warn him at the time where he's about to beat the big one, and that's a case of Asura Safik. Okay, that's a case of Asura Safik. So if you hold Asura Safik, does he not get Malkus for that? Okay? The Rambam has that case, and he says he get Malkus. Okay? So presumably why? Because the Rambam holds Asura Safik, Shema Asura. Okay. Fine. So far so good? Okay, any problems? Okay. So basically, so we have here, I mean, so we could do two things here. I mean, so one question is, so what's the machlokas, right? So now we know a little bit of what hasra safek is. Hasra safek is where you warn the guy, and the moment when you warn him, you say, don't do this action, because if you do this thing, and then something later happens, then you're going to get malchus, so then you're going to get killed. Okay? It's maybe. So the question is that considered hasra, or is it not considered hasra? That's the machlokas. Okay, so that's one thing we're going to have to do is define that machlokas. Okay, what's the swara to say it is, or what's the swara to say it isn't? Okay? Fine. Let's, some problems. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so now let's look at the Rambam. Okay, look at the Rambams. So there's a Rambam, first of all, in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Perak. Tezayin. Lachadalid. Right? Perak Tezayin Lachadalid. So this is the case. Ein adam lo ke'el abed nemasra. Okay, you need it to get mal, because you need hasra. We both came out in the Shilakira, fine. Avar alav shenidik laseh, if you violate alav shenidik laseh, v'hisruba, when you warn him, v'amro lo taseh davar zeh, don't do this thing. Sh'im taseh, right, because if you do this thing, v'lo tekayim aseh shebo, this is funny altogether, Rama must be learning different, but if you don't do that aseh, tilka, you're going to end up getting malchus, v'avar v'lo kiyim aseh, and you do it and you don't get a kiyim aseh, loka, you get malchus. Sh'av al pish hasra az besafek, even though it's hasra az besafek, Sh'im yikayim yiftar, right? Because if you violate the, if you do the asay, you're going to end up getting being exempt. Hasra safeki. Hasra safek hasrahi. So he says, still, it doesn't matter. Hasra safek is considered hasra. Okay, so he's learning the Gemara a little differently than Rashi, but he's just basically saying is that you're going to warn the guy that if you do this thing, and you don't, if you do the lav, and you don't do the asay, you're going to get malchus. Okay, so it's a safek. If you do the asay, the lav, and then you don't do the losa, that's asra safek. Maybe you'll, maybe you won't. So it doesn't matter because asra safek is asra. Okay? So according to this Ram, that's it. This is the end of the Ram. According to the Rambam, what? Well, this is a little funny. I mean, that's just tricky because he's saying v'lo tekayim. He's not saying you have to be mevatel in order to get malchus. So it sounds like chemo, but he's apparently. But the Gemara was saying chemo isn't a question of safek, so he must be learning that Gemara differently. So whatever, forget how he holds about chemo a little bit low. But from this, what's interesting in this Rambam, not so much how he holds about chemo. According to Rambam, is hasra safek shmasra? Yes, always or only sometimes. Does he say anything?
Sounds like always.
Sounds like always, right? He doesn't say anything about, right? And if you, I'm not tricking you, look further than the next three halachas. It has nothing to do with it. This is it. This is his Ram. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin about Hasra Safek.
Okay?
Hasra Safek?
Yeah.
In Hilchos Sanhedrin that I know of. Okay? Okay. So, it's a good question, but that I know of, that other Nosei Kelim know of, okay. So the problem is like this. Problem is in Rambam Shavuos, hey, Beis, says as follows. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So you have to do Hey Aleph also. So Misha Nishba, so there's something called Shua Shav. Shua Shaker. One second. So let me just jump in the middle. In the middle of Aleph. Hey, Aleph. It's Chol Misha Nishba Al Acherim Sheyasu Kach Kach. Let's say you swear that someone else, I swear that you're going to eat this roll. Okay? So, O Shelo Yasu, or that you're not going to eat this roll. Afilu Ho Yubanov Awishto, right? Even if it's your kids or your wife. Eino Chayev Ishvos Bitoi. Okay? So you're not Chayev for Shvua. Okay, for Shua's Bito is like if you swear something which ends up as being false, so that's right. If I swear that I'm going to eat the shul, I don't eat it, so I'm chayav for Shua's Bito. Okay? So I don't get malchus now. Why? Shari in biyodo lulukayim v'levado, because it's not in your hands to do it or to not do it. It has nothing to do with you. So it's altogether out of your hands. U'makinus l'makas mardos. But you do give makas mardos. Shari in biyodo lulukayim shua zuv, and it's a gorin, shua shav, so it's going to turn out he's going to cause. When you make that shul, you're going to end up causing like a bad shua, because maybe they're going to eat, maybe they're not going to eat it. You can't control them. So it turns out, at the end of the day, there will be a shua shav caused because of you. So it says v'lama in lokem mishum shua shav. So why do you have malchus? So I mean, bottom line is, you did this thing, you made the shua, which you knew could end up resulting in this thing, resulting in them eating the roll. I say I make a shua, you're not going to eat this roll. So why can't I get malchus when you end up eating the roll? I should get malchus. With this guy, also, because it's possible that these other people will hear you and they'll fulfill the shvua. So therefore, when you warn the guy at the time that he makes the shvua, hasra safek, right? You're gonna have to say, right? Don't eat this. Don't make this shvua, because if you make the shvua and they end up eating it, right? So that's hasra safek. Then you get shein lo ken aleha. And Asura Safek, you don't get Malchus. Ella im kain haya lav shebo mefurish b'Torah. Unless the lav is explicit in the Torah. The lav shebo, the lav regarding it, is explicit in the Torah. Kimoshi is bar, b'Hilchos Sanhedrin. Like I'll explain in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay? We just read Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay? He didn't say anything like that. Okay? He just said Asura Safek Shemasra. He didn't give you any questions or any rules. Or sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Depends if it's Mefurash B'Torah. It just I don't know. It just sounds like he didn't read the Rambam, right? What's he talking about? And what does it have anything to do with what do you mean the Lashem Mefurash B'Torah? I mean, it does say in Mefurash B'Torah that you can't. What's the law that you can't? You can't have Shua Shaker. Shua Sheker. In fact, the Rambam does have Malchus. He has the very case, and this is what he had in Dalet Yedzayin, Perek Dalet, Tazayin, and Yedzayin. He had the case of where you have these two rolls, the small one and the big one, and he says you get Malchus for it. And why do you get Malchus? He doesn't say Hasra Safek, but he just says you get Malchus for both. The Gemara says that's the case of Hasra Safek. And the Rambam Baskin say Yechayev, because he holds Hasra Safek. But what's the law? It's the same thing. It's Shua's Bitoy. So apparently the law is in Mefurash B'Torah. So what do you tell me? The lav of Shua isn't Mefush B'Torah, but then why does he paskin that you're chayiv and Dali Yitzayin? Why is he paskining that you are chayiv if you eat both of these rolls? Even though that's a case of Shua, Gemara says that's a case of Asar Safek. So the Rambam, no one knows where the Rambam got this from. Where did the Rambam get this idea from that has to be that the lav is Mefush B'Torah? What's he talking about? It sounds like the Rambam is saying, Pshat, is that when we say Asra Safek Shema Asra, or lo shma asra, that whole question is only if the lav is mefush b'Torah, which the lav is explicit in the Torah. But if the lav is not explicit in the Torah, then all bets are off. Then asra safek isn't considered asra. That's what the Rambam sounds like he's saying. And if you just read this Rambam, you'd think, oh, okay, fine. I know what the Svara is. Altogether, what the Svara has to do with it, but whatever, fine. But it's just not true. I mean, the Rambam, first of all, he references you to himself in Sanhedrin, where he doesn't say anything like this. And there's no Gemara like this. It's not like there's a Gemara which makes this distinction. The Olden Osekelim, they don't understand them. They just don't know where it's coming from. Right? Now that's the problem. Shavu Shav is Mefush B'Torah, because you have another halacha, the case which that's the other case, where you have Shavu Shav, and you get Malkus for it, even if it's Osra Safek. That's one of the cases in the Gemara. So, the case is if you say, if I eat the small roll, I'm not going to eat the big roll. I eat the big roll, but they can say, hey, listen, don't eat that big roll, because if you eat the big roll, then you're going to end up eating the small roll, you're going to get malchus. And he says, I don't care if I'll pick cane, and then he gets malchus. And the Ram brings down that case, he got malchus. And that's one of the cases, the Gemara says, it's Asher HaSafik. And the Ram doesn't say anything about Asher HaSafik, but he paskins that Yechayev. So apparently he holds Shavuos B'Shav is Asher HaSafik, even though it's Shavuos Shav, and that's apparently is Mefush in the Torah. So what's he even talking about? It's not Mefush in the Torah. It is Mefush in the Torah, and where did he say in the rule in the first place, and where does he explain in Hilchos Sanhedrin? It's like, it's one of the more difficult Rambams that's out there, just on pshat, he openly references you somewhere which doesn't even exist. Okay? So that's the problem. We're not ready for this problem yet. I mean, obviously we have to understand, we have to give us far of what Hasra Safek Shema Asra is, and I don't think you necessarily want to, I don't think the way to define Hasra Safek Shema Asra is based on thinking about this Rambam, but hopefully if we, take it one step at a time. But it is a very bothersome Rambam. Okay? Kafach wants to read the Rambam a different way. I mean, you can look at what he reads, but let's talk about maybe what do you guys... Okay, so basically what he says is, I'm just reading how Kafach wants to interpret what the Rambam means when he says Mefurash. Okay? Lashava Mefurash. By the way, he doesn't have Mefurash B'Torah. He has Mefurash. Okay, I think Frank has Mefurash B'Torah, but I don't see... He makes a big deal of it, but I don't know what the big deal is. I don't see why whatever his pshat he's going to say doesn't work with either Lashon. But he just says, Ki kinira shekavanas rabbeinu Mefurash, Mefurash shehu al ha-safek, kemo lav shenitik lasei. When he says Mefurash, it doesn't mean that the lav is explicit in the Torah. But it means that it's explicit that the lav is on a safek. Kemo lav shenitik lasei. Like lavanitik lasei. It's Mefurash that don't do this thing, and if you do this thing, then there's an asei which comes about. Okay, you have to think what exactly it means, but he's saying it doesn't mean that it's Mefurash. He says, Ki ein lav ba'olam shein Mefurash b'Torah. There's no lav that's not Mefurash in the Torah. Every lav is Mefurash in the Torah. You don't give a guy malchus at all if there's no lav Mefurash. You need Azara. Azara's a lav, so what does he even mean? Every lav is Mefurash. What does he even mean? So he says, Mefurash means it's Mefurash that it's on a suffix. Okay, and if for some reason he's saying is that in lav nitik lasei, it's Mefurash that it's on the suffix. Which is hard to get to figure out what he means. But anyways, so is Shvua Mefurash that's on the suffix, or Shvua not Mefurash on the suffix? If you say that it's not, then how do you get, then how is Hasra Safek Shema Hasra by the case of the Kikars? Which is the same lav of Shvua Shav, and apparently he's saying it is Shema Hasra. And who cares anyways? I mean, who cares about this whole distinction altogether? Okay, but I'm just saying this is how he reads it. I like the way he's reading it, because I don't know what else he means. So it's, you have to figure out what his svara is and what he's talking about exactly, but at least it's some other way to read it. And also, it doesn't really help, though, where did the Rambam explain this in Sanhedrin? He didn't explain this in Sanhedrin. What does that mean? In Sanhedrin, he explained this, these rules? Okay, so again, what's our order here? I think we have to have an order to think about things. I think the first thing we should try to define is machlokas, what's Hasra HaSavik Shema Hasra Lav Shema Hasra. Okay, that's the most basic thing. Right? Once we do that, then we can try to work on the Rambam. right? As what's he talking about? Because he's drawing a distinction when we say Asura Slavik Shema Asura and Ara Shema Asura, so we can try to work on that. And after that, then maybe we could consider our case, whether our case is a case of Asura Slavik or not, a case of Asura Slavik. Okay? So we got, you know, a few steps here. Good? Question? The purpose of Asura, I guess for the time being, we'll say it's not Mishael Gnezid, which means, it's not so clear what that means, but the way we interpreted it, according to, that's why it's important to be submitted or not, but is that there's a certain rebelliousness, I guess Malchus for it. Like, Mezid is a certain quality of, like a flagrance, that he's going against the system. They warn him, he says, I don't care, I'll pekin, I'm doing it anyways, Amati, kill me. So that's a certain type of a violation, that's Mezid. Mezid doesn't just mean to the back of your mind, but it's like in your face type of a crime. And my Nasra accomplishes to bring it into that, to make it that type of a crime. Okay? That's the way we learn. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns a little differently, but I'm assuming that this Gemara is the whole question of Asura Slavik is only according to the other Shitas. Okay? Alrighty, so I guess we'll try to continue. Okay?